The rest of the story. It is a shortcut, you tell yourself, looking out over the sea of moonlit tombstones, significantly the quicker way home compared to the long, familiar roundabout road. So, out you venture in the gloom, deep into the land of the dead, courageously, foolishly, despite recent warnings that one must not traverse the graveyard after sundown, and despite something innate that alerts one to dangers yet unseen. The breeze is stiffening now, and though such ought not be surprising in this open space, the rationale is hardly comforting. Less comforting still when all at once the wind stops blowing, as though the earth itself has held its breath in wary anticipation. For it is not the volumes of vampire lore from Bram Stoker to Joss Whedon which worry you now, nor even the stern official admonitions of the local Catholic Church that mourners must visit cemetery grounds only during daylight hours. No. What flushes your face and quickens your pace is an inexplicable and yet almost palpable foreboding, the surest sense that you are about to be attacked, maybe even killed, by a genuine creature of the night. And the fact is, in your initial concern at least, you are right. The onslaught is swift, so sudden that you can scarcely feel the lifeblood draining from the bite in your neck, and yet just as swiftly, it seems, the villain has vanished. You may well be doomed, and yet if so, you will not die here. Instead, you will stumble from the shadows of the graveyard and head for home. To the cop on the beat asking, "Are you all right?" you'll reply that you're fine indeed. One would have to look very closely to comprehend the trouble you're in. Let's assume you survive. The vast majority accosted thus do, and still thousands have been similarly stalked and attacked, and hundreds have succumbed to the bite of the stalker. Alarmed, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago publicly cautioned visitors to its cemeteries, "Beware the grounds when the sun goes down." And the New York State Division of Cemeteries, with some 2,000 graveyards under its jurisdiction, issued warnings as well. And oh yes, a ban on fresh flowers. A ban on fresh flowers. For it is the custom, you know, some places, more than most, to leave flowers in graveside urns filled with water. And those urns in turn serve as inconspicuous breeding grounds for an old killer with a new weapon. For if the dead envy the living, they have had their revenge. In the year 2002, when in the damp, in the dusk, in the dark, something insidious literally rose from their graves, something impervious to the pointed stake of any vampire slayer, swarming mosquitoes. Mosquitoes whose favorite haunts in areas otherwise mostly paved were ultimately identified, and whose potentially lethal payload strikes fear even still as the West Nile virus. Only now you know the rest of the story.